Now we'll hear from Meredith Mendelson, Deputy Commissioner at the Department of Marine Resources, who will tell us a little bit more about next steps.
Thanks, Selena. Hi, everyone. Thanks again for joining us tonight. It's nice to see a lot of familiar names and faces on the screen. So we know that you may feel like a lot of decisions have already been made around this project, just by the decision to go forward with it. But the reality is here that there really are many decisions still open for discussion before the application is submitted. And we really want to work with you to fully bake this idea rather than do it for you. Without your input, we know we'll be missing key pieces of information that would influence where this project makes the most sense and frankly, where should be off limits. We want to work with you to understand how to do this effectively, and we want to help provide the tools that you think it would be most helpful to have to do that. So we've started thinking a little bit about that, and we're planning to put some resources online next week that we hope will be helpful to you in providing input to us and also to just helping you think about where this project might go. So those things will include documents that summarize the siting process, a document that that reviews the siting criteria that Selena just described, as well as some initial thinking that we've had around the research framework work that we'll want your input on as well. We're also planning to put up a charting tool so that you can look at the areas that might be feasible based on those criteria. So that would include the 20 to 40 mile distance from shore band that Selena just mentioned, 150 feet of depth or deeper water, as well as kind of darkening out no-go exclusion areas from Department of Defense exclusion and the shipping lanes. We're also anticipating that going forward, we may use some surveys as tools to ask the fishing industry for more specific information about who's fishing out there, what their activity and operations in the area look like. That's a little further off. If you have other ideas for ways that we can provide tools or resources to help you engage in this process, we're all ears. So please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Selena directly on that. So moving on to the timeline again, while we're still fleshing out the full path from these webinars to the application submission, we are anticipating that the next step for this discussion will be a scoping forum in early January of next year, 2021, to advance that siting discussion and jointly outline a process to move forward. In that meeting, we will be reviewing siting criteria for the purpose of considering feasibility of the project in various locations. We want to go over the available data, identify data gaps, and also begin to identify areas either for further exploration or for elimination. And again, I just want to revisit the target deadline for submission of the application, because at that point, we will need to have identified the site and built the broad strokes of the research framework. And we're planning to submit that application in late winter or early spring. Between now and then, in addition to the scoping forum in January, we hope very much to have conversations with you throughout the winter, starting now and going through the winter to inform development of the application. Selena and I are both very much open to phone calls, one-on-one discussions, video conferencing, small group meetings online, whatever works for people. And hopefully the COVID indicators will get a little bit better in the near future, and we can begin to hold small in-person socially distanced meetings. But for the moment, we're looking at remote platforms. While there's a lot of information provided tonight, there's also more information on particularly the GEO website to provide context for this discussion. And also I want to note that last year, the Fishermen's Forum held a full day session on the topic of offshore wind. Some of you attended. Many of the presentations that were given at that event are available on the forum's website, and that's an excellent resource as well. And at that point, I'm going to turn it over to Pat.